that it is very auspicious day today, because when Guru is in this planet, there is a relation as Guru and Shishya, disciple and spiritual master. At that time, our whole energy goes to carry out his order. At that time we cannot think solely outwardly and internally what his motive is. But today, on this special day, we have a time to think on whole life, what he has done, who he was, what he wanted to teach, and why he has come to this sphere. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna was present, at that time people could not understand the mission of Krishna or mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Internally they did not know, but when he left this sphere, when he left Navadvip, Navadvip persons, उनके जीवन का मूल्यांकन किया, दे नाउ पेन योर प्रभुपाद इज नॉट हियर, माय शिक्षा गुरु इज नॉट हियर इन और थिंग, ही इज हियर, ही इज एवरीवेयर, ही इज अखंड गुरु तत्व, ही इज प्रकाश ऑफ नित्यानंद, मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु और बलदेव. But yet we are not seeing, but not seeing as instance when Krishna was in Vrindavan. Sakha, gopis were with Krishna, dancing in Ras, always in Jugal Vilas, Bihar. But when Krishna went to Mathura and from Mathura he went to Dwarka, gopis realized something more than meeting, that is Vipralamba Bhav. By our sight we can mostly see him on that form that you have seen. He has told something, he has ordered something, he has given so many teachings. But now, after some days, he has left this sphere and he has gone to his Radha Krishna Jugal. Perhaps he has given opportunity to know that who he was and for what purpose he has come here. He has written Gita as it is. He has written Journey to Other Planets. He has written the commentary of Srimad Bhagavat. So many things he has done. But he wanted to do something more, but he could not do, because we are not in a position and we have not so much qualified that at that time he can give all these things. But now by his grace we all are in a some more good mood to understand. When Krishna went to Dwarka, Uddhav came to Vrindavan. When he was taking orders from Krishna that you are sending me to Vrindavan. But how can I live in Vrindavan without you? Krishna told that don't think like so. I am in a very lax and lax one part of lax and lax part. But I am fully, solely in Vrindavan with gopis, I am there. When you go to Vrindavan, you will see that I am solely in Vrindavan with gopis and in Braja. I am not in Mathura. At all I am not in Mathura. I am solely in Mathura. So, now today is the day where we can think more and more about Swamiji, your Prabhupada, that who he was, what he wanted to give in this world. He has given, there are so many teachers and so many preachers who went to Western countries, like Vivekananda and others, so many. And nowadays also there are so many preachers, those who go to Western countries and other parts of the world. But I think what Prabhupada has given there, they could not give there. They have taken their story, and their story in new bottle they have given there. But he has given what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself wanted to give this world. He has given name within Prem Sutra, Naam Prem Mala Gati Parai Lo Sabare. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tise Namaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahabhadanya. Similarly, Rupa Sanatana Goswami is our Mahabhadanya. In Guru Parampara, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all are Mahabhadanya. Because they have tried to give the same thing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give. And Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, sent him, knowing that he is a very great personality, and he can give my hriday ki vastu ko wo de sakte hain. My heartfelt desire he can fulfill and give in Western countries. We know that Vivekananda could not give anything to Western countries. Similarly, all other preachers went there. They have given only these four things. Purusartha, dharma, artha, kam, not moksha. Dharma, artha, even kam, three things. Some preachers have tried to give them moksha also, but not this Krishna frame they tried to give. He went there. Perhaps Guru was with him. And Radha Krishna was also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was there too. But we could not see. We saw that he went alone. He went alone with not a single prize with him. I at first met him in Calcutta on Akshaya Tritiya, the established day of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, who gave him sannyas order. At that time, he was not sannyasi. Srila Prabhupada. He called him, he came in a grihastha way. But I have not seen before, but I knew him by ear, but not by eye. I think to see by ear is more valuable than seeing by this. I have heard so many times and so much things from my Gurudev. That is a very great personality of a person of great personality. He is a writer, good writer, and very yuktivadi. Always nirbhaya, nirbhayanant, no fear at all. And he is preacher of such a truth. No fear from anyone. I heard that he has written so many things in Gaudiya Patrika of ours, Hindi Bhagavat Patrika, and English Back to Godhead at the time of Prabhupada, perhaps. Back to Godhead?
No, 1940
began. Harmonist. Prabhupada has told him to give Prabandha articles in harmonist, and you will have to go to Western countries to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings there. When I saw him, I was very much attracted to him. And anyhow, I used to sit with him and to talk with him, and he was so much powerful in talking. At that time, not he used to give lectures, but talking was most prabhavashali,
influential.
And when he used to do parts from Srimad Bhagavat, literary with meaning. Ete chan sakala punsa krishnastu bhavaman swayam indrar vyakulam lokam vidyanti yuge yuge. He used to, word by word, he used to give explanation so beautiful and so in good manner that all can be satisfied and they will have to admire him. So I thought saw him in Calcutta, and after that he went to Allahabad. He wrote so many things in our Gaudiya Patrika, and I used to read them so manifoldly. When he came to Mathura, he told me one thing, that I was so much fearing that I should not leave this world and I will not take sannyas order. But I see that fear has fallen upon me. I have read that jasya anugrahnami harishe tat dhanam sanayi in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who take shelter of Krishna, they became akinchan, niskinchan, and no he becomes no rich and all other things. So I always used to fear from this slope, but I see that by chanting and by serving here in Mathura, I am going to take sannyas. At first, people did not know him, that he is so qualified. When he took sannyas and went to Jhansi, went to Agra and other places, then he became so, mane nikharne lagte. Then person used to know that who he is. So when he came to Mathura, and from Mathura he came to Radha Damodar temple, I was with him. I saw that he was so nischinchan, nothing with him, no kambal, no quilt, nothing. Only a very fatigue, torn and quilted. And after that, I used to give my this chadar on that. On that we used to sit and conversation with about Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, and what he is writing he used to make with me. At that time we both in midday we used to make chapati with our own hands. He used to do like this, and I used to put on fire, and then we two take this. I was also with him at Delhi, Krishna city, Chitwali Gali. I was also. He was always in writing, chanting. No, not a moment he death nahi jata. He always in Mathura I have seen him always writing and always thinking all these things. He has a plan at Mathura that I will go to western country, and if that will be need, I will make hostel, and there if it will be needed I will distribute eggs, meat, wine also, and I have full faith that by taking holy name of Krishna in a very few days they will live everything. And that is why he went there, and in no time he spread in whole world his mission. I see that इसके पहले कोई भी ऐसा आचार्य नहीं देखा हमने. आई हैव नॉट सीन एन आचार्य. इवन शंकराचार्य ही टूक सम डेज सम टाइम एंड ही स्प्रेड ओनली इन इंडिया एट दैट टाइम. But he in a few days, I think from 1968 to 77. In whole India, western countries, eastern countries, everywhere, so many places, so many centers. Everywhere, Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath, he established. Not only established, he brought very good voice, a scholar, like Samal Krishna, Bhavananda at that time, Brahmananda, Kirtanananda, and not only, so many. Hundreds and thousands of boys. Not only boys, also girls, women, children, his God. And in shape of sannyasi, in shape of brahmachari, all other groups of our Gaudiya Math also admit this fact that we have no guru nistha as ISKCON has. Certainly this. They admit. And I also admit that you have so much faith and so much belief in your Gurudev that we have not so much faith. You are also very qualified person. He collected as a jadu ki chadi se unhone, jadu ki chadi se, magic. He called all these things. And he रूप दिया भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का जो शब्द लिखा उन्होंने पृथ्वी से आखे जतो नगर आदि ग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचार हो गए मोरना स्टेप ऑफ दी भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर से वी सी नाउ दैट वी इंडियन एंड वेस्टर्न नो हेयर व्यक्ति की मोटा माला गला लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन एंड ऑल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे राम हरे राम राम राम
आई थिंक इन इंडिया वी सी दैट ऑल अवर आश्रम आर विदाउट लेडीज But he has given a scope for Western person. Because if I will tell them that you should all have to be brahmachari and sannyasi, then it is so hard to preach there. And at least every jeev has quality to serve Krishna. They are janma siddha vika. Birthright to serve Krishna. If the ladies are persons, females or any jeev, everyone has quality and sarupata, they have right to serve Krishna consciously. So he has done so. According to Kali Yuga, will have to be so. खूब उदार होना
होगा
सो ही हैज गिवन इज स्कोप इफ हैज नॉट गिवन इज स्कोप आई थिंक दिस प्रीति वाज नो सो वेरी मच इन दिस बट ही हैज गिवन समथिंग एज ए कॉमन थिंग ही हैज नो टाइम एट ऑल एट दैट टाइम कैट प्रीच only general thing he has given in books so many things but he could not preach all in bhakti we see that there is a star of bhakti star there are so many stages of bhakti adau shraddha tata sadhu sanga atha bhajana kriya ततो अनर्थन वृत्ति ततो निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति एंड भाव इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी कैन गो ओनली अप टू दिस हियर वन थिंग इज दैट भक्ति इज ओनली उत्तमा भक्ति He wanted to preach all these things that I am saying in Western countries also. That Rupa Goswami has given in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani and all his other books. And Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and all other Guru Parampara has given to him. He wanted to give all things in Western countries. But he could not do at that time, because time was not so much, only 10 or 12 years he has done. So he tried to give Shraddha, then Nishtha. Nishtha, then Ruchi. What is Nishtha we should know? We are chanting Hari name. We are doing all activities. Ashramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padu Semanam, Archanam, Vardhanam, Dashakshatman Vedan, or Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Vasti Mukti Sattaya Sunam. We are doing it. But we should go deep in all these things. Nishtha, what is the meaning of Nishtha? When all anarth goes away. What is the anartha? Istri sangi eka sadhu Krishna bhakta aar. Istri sangi eka sadhu aur Krishna bhakta aar. Those who are desiring, don't do bhakti to Krishna, we should not do sangha of these persons. Those who are entangled in worldly intoxication and other things, we should not do all this. Sarubhram, Asat Krishna, Sridhaya Gaurvalya, M. Opera, Nama Opera, Vaishnava Opera, Seva Opera, Bhama Opera, these are all another. In Madhurya Kadambini, he has written about all these things, what are anartha. When all anartha goes away, then Nishtha comes. Nishtha means buddhi purvak. Hum jante hai ki Krishna naam achcha. We know that Krishna name is so good thing. We know that hearing of Krishna and chanting of Krishna name is so good. But we cannot do. But when we know by buddhi, buddhi means wisdom, that without doing so, we cannot get go off in bhakti. Then it is called Nishtha, Nishtyatmak Buddhi. I will die, yet I will die. But I cannot leave Krishna Bhakti. This is Nishtha. I want to do 1 lakh Hari Harinam, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, our Goswami used to do. But we go to Vimla Kunda, Aradha Kunda and take a snan and Jukham serving cold catches us, we can do. So we want to do all these things, but we cannot do. But we try to do, this is the Nishtha. And when the Ruchi comes, Ruchi means taste, then it comes easier. And when Asakti comes, then without doing, we cannot live. As if we will die if we don't take name or we don't hear Harikatha. If a man, there are two kinds of persons. Shraddha is of two kinds. One is Vaidhi Shraddha and other is Radhanuga. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has just prayed Vaidhi Bhakti. At that time he had no chance, no appropriate time to tell about Radhanuga Bhakti. He has written in his book, but if he at that time he told, I think that we at that time were not so qualified that we can learn that thing. So he has not. But he has told the path how we can, by doing Vaidhi Bhakti, we can go in Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti, Lobhamayi Shraddha. Greed, by greed, by having some Srimad Bhagavat. If a man has greed in Srimad Bhagavat, in Gopi Bhava, or Vatsalya Bhava, or Satya Bhava, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swabhakti Sriyam, Anarpachicharin Kirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalau, Samarpayitam Unnatodjvalar Sangha Bhakti Sriyam, Harihapura Sundar Dhuti Kadamba Sandhikita, Sada Hidaya Kandare, Suratume Sati Nandanaha. Meaning is so deep. Especially he has come, your Gurudev has also come, Swamiji has also come to give this thing. But he used to first plain this soil, land, so that he may give this seed in that. So much time he took only to make soil for seed. He had given seed, but so much time passed in only to making good soil. He has told that if in world there is Maya Bhag or Dvait Bhag, Bhakti cannot be there. Prabhupada has also told this. But for the thing he has come down to this sphere, only to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission, Anarpita Charin Sirat Parnayavate Nakalau, Samarpayisam Unnato Jolar Sangha Bhakti. What is that thing? I have told perhaps so many times, but again I want to say it. And that was the mission of Srila Prabhupada also. That Swabhakti Anarpita Charin Sirat Karunyavatir Nahakalau Samarpayitum Unnata Ujjala Rasan. Unnata Ujjala Rasan is Gopi Bhav, not Swatiya Bhav of Swarka, but Parthiya Bhav of Braja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Swami has not come to give this thing. Unnat Ujjvalara. Something Vaishishya, that is Unnat Ujjvalara is of Srimati Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste this thing, not to give to others. Swab Unnat Ujjvala Rasan, Swab Bhakti Sriyam, Swab means Radhika. Bhakti means Radhika's prem. Radhaya Pranay Mahima Tidrito Vane Iva Aswadva Jenadhuta Madhurna Tidrito Vamadhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna. He came in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, having stolen the inner bhav and this complexion. He came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga. Sati Nandan. Why Sati Nandan? Because was very dear to his mother. And mother was so humble and kripalu, dayalu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think, Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying, Rupa Goswami is telling, Sati Nandan, that Sati Devi is so much dayalu, merciful. So his son must be so kripalu. as a mother, and he will give us, as a mother gives his breast for her son, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give that friend to us. So his friend is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not at that time Krishna. Krishna, but in the form of Srimati Radhika. Radhika is also so much merciful, more than Krishna. Radhika is whole kripa of Chaitanya, of Krishna, in the form of Radhika. So much merciful. So here, Satyanandan means so much kripal, merciful. What he will give? He cannot give three things. What Srimati Radhika tasted? Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. How Krishna is beautiful. How he blows his bansi. And if Tenu Madhuri, the tree is Manjari, Pushpa. So, Manjari are Rupa Manjari, Ananga Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, and all Manjari, Vinod Manjari, Kamala Manjari, Naina Manjari, are three Sobha of Chaitamati, that it has been stated. That Srimati Radhika is more deeper. And all gopis are Lata and Pushpa and Pata, Pauta and Lit. And also that Manjari. Manjari is? Manjari. When air is blowing, Manjari, flowers, and lips are being like this. So, if Radha and Krishna meet, and Radhika, Srimati Radhika, is so much in pleasing mood and feels joy, all lips and Manjari are so much. If Srimati Radhika is meeting with Krishna, and he sets some signs on her cheeks or any face or any other, all Manjaris have that thing in them. So this is Bhakti Sriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, has, or this Swamiji, or Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, Valmi has come to give this special thing. Swa Bhakti Sriyam, or Manjari Bha. So, for this thing, he has to do so, to plow, to make soil level, and to remove all the plants which are very harmful to that creeper. Every acharya has to do these things. I have heard that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told that I have come to give this thing. What thing? Padabhyajastava vina varadatyameva nannat kadapi samaye kila devi jate sakhyate mama namastamo nostamityam dakshyate mama rasosurasosu sakhyam. Dakshya, Radha Dakshya, he has come. Only to give Dasya, Radha Dasya, to this whole world. But for this he has to do so many things that Prabhupada is telling. Prabhupada here means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is telling that my whole life went on this way to cut jungle. Only Maya Dasya. So he has to go. When he went to eastern country, he has to face Christianity. So much opposition, very, very hard, these things. I think that so many acharya has come there. but they were not so, so fruitful. Pujyapad Ban Maharaj has also gone. All other sannyasis has gone in my own sampradaya also. But Prabhupada was not satisfied. No? I know that they adopted some things from Western these things. So Prabhupada was not so much satisfied. But I think that when he has done and spread all these things, so many sanskarna of Srimad Bhagavatam has been given. I think that lakhs and lakhs edition and has been distributed in whole world, I think. And now also it is given. I think that in December you have distributed perhaps lakhs and lakhs of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and all other things. By this you have done a very good service of yours, spiritual master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So he, in a very short time he has done all these things. But he wanted to give these things. So you shouldn't be satisfied what you have got from him at that time. He is also omnipotent. He will give everything in your heart. As a Chaitanya Guru he will give. Krishna will give. He is not far away from us. We should know that Gurudev is always with us. We are not alone. So pray him that he should give you Raganga Bhakti also. Without Raganga Bhakti, Bhakti is not completed. So I think that you should try to enter in this Raganga Bhakti realm, and you are so much qualified. I see that now hunger is going on in every devotee. But there is some warning in Shastra. Without being qualified, Naitat Samacharet Jatu Manasapehi Anishwara Vinasat Acharanamodhyat Jatharudro Abhijam Visham. No? Without greed and without Rati, we should not imitate. If you imitate, if you imitate, then we will be ruined at certainly we will be ruined. We will be sahajiya, sakhi bheti. So you should be always careful not to follow all the things as sahajiya follows in the Raganuga Bhakti. We should try as in Vilap Pushpanjali, Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed. What Vishwanath Chakravarti has prayed in Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. What G. Goswami has done in Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. Don't go now in Govinda Lila Amrita. Don't go and advance on that point. You will be ruined. So, slowly but steady, we should try to, by Vaidhi Bhakti, we should try to enter in Bhakti realm and Raganga Bhakti. Raganga Bhakti is our last point indeed. But so carefully we should go. We should follow always the basic principles and ordinary principles as our Prabhupada and your Prabhupada has teaches us, given teachings, we should follow clearly all these things. Then we will have time to enter in Raganga Bhakti. इसी तरह से मुझे और भी बहुत चीज कहनी थी. हम लोग खूब लिबरल होकर के प्रभुपाद का धर्म प्रचार करें. आप लोगों से मैं बार बार निवेदन ऐसा भी करता हूँ. I always pray you all that those who have left ISKCON, they should come in ISKCON and join. You should also give them preference to take them back. If I will see that all are together, I will see that in no time you will spread more and more in this world. Your Prabhupada mission. So, I don't know more than you. I have told so many things. I am zero and cipher. I wanted to hear something from you, your Gurudev's activities and personality and apratic character. But I know that he was not ordinary person, ordinary preacher.